racing to the first tee, knowing what fun it will be. Soon the starter will call me to the first tee.
A big welcome to the Grill Room, powered by Vertical Groove Golf, the absolute new face of golf. I'm Bob Bupka, proud to be here with Jay Randolph Jr., also known as STL Golf Geek on Twitter. Silly season is upon us, Jay, or should we say Premier PGA Tour postseason events? That's the proper name, given to what we're witnessing right now.
Well, you know, I think that I'm not a huge fan of the Shark Shootout. I am so happy that Steve Stricker was able to win more money because he really needs it. I mean, it's a little bit mashed potatoes smashed in more mashed potatoes. I mean, but, you know, people watch it. They're sponsors. The guys seem to love to play. I'm looking forward to this week because this week kind of reminds me a little bit about the origins of the Champions Tour, then the Senior Tour, and a little bit more of the fun that was had back in the day. And this event's starting to gain a little more momentum each year as new guys get to play and bring their son or daughter or their dad or whoever they want. But, hey, it was golf. A lot of places, it's wintertime. There's not much golf, so it does okay.
Yeah, and it kind of brought back a lot of memories to me. At one point, I think most of our listeners of the Grill Room will remember back Sean O'Hare had some domestic problems with his dad, and he was quite a phenom at 19 years old trying to play professional golf. And
he liked you, Bob. He liked you, and you talked a lot to him.
Well, I was just about to say the one real pleasant memory, Jay, was they were finishing up at Westchester, and we were good friends of his father-in-law at the time, a gentleman by the name of Steve Lucas, Pennsylvania guy, had an insurance company. We actually had our insurance with Steve for a while. He was on the bag as a caddy, and it was the fourth and final round, and Sean had just gone into the scorer's trailer, and Steve was standing there, his father-in-law, and I said, how'd it go? And he said, Sean's just too much of a perfectionist. He hits it 15 feet, he's moaning and groaning, he wants it 10 feet. And I said, let me have a little talk with him when he comes out. And, and I just started in and said, Sean, I like you, but you're really too hard on yourself. And we kind of had a good discussion. And then almost as an afterthought, Jay, I said to him, where are you playing next? And he says, well, I don't know yet. I said, well, for sure you're going to go to John Deere. He said, no, I'm not going to John Deere. I says, are you kidding me? I says, you go to John Deere, something good happens there. You'll be playing in the Open Championship at St. Andrews. He said, really? I says, yeah, that's one of the ways of getting in. So lo and behold, could you believe it? He goes to John Deere. He wins his first time on the PGA Tour. And as luck would have it, and I can still remember it, I was on the street just outside the clubhouse at St. Andrews, and a car pulls up, and it's Steve Lucas and Sean O'Hare just arriving for the first time. And I said, wow. I said, please, walk with me, Sean. Let's go to the front. I want to see the look on your face when we see that 18th green, when you see that 18th green for the very first time. It actually brought him to tears. And watching it this past weekend, some fond memories came back about Sean O'Hare. He really was a talent. And, it was good for the viewers, but I think, it's not going to do much for Steve Stricker. He's getting ready to, divide his time between the Champions Tour and the regular tour. But I can see maybe Sean O'Hare getting back in the winner's circle on the PGA Tour.
Well, you're right, Bob. It meant more to the player that it meant the most to get a win there might be Sean O'Hare in the whole field. I hadn't really thought about that. But as I said, you and him have a really good relationship. And I thought about that. What, you know, I didn't necessarily watch a lot of it because, like I said, it just doesn't move my needle. But you're right. You know, maybe the biggest impact coming out of this thing will be what it does for Sean O'Hare.
Well, another big impact had to be with Lexi Thompson playing with Tony Finau. I want to talk about Lexi in just a moment, but I think it's important that we hear both from Steve Stricker and Sean O'Hare following their victory.
Sean played steady every day, and I contributed here and there, but it was really, you know, hats off to Sean, really. He really stepped up big time, you know, especially coming down the stretch today at making eagle at 17, and just really solid play. You know, when I'm 40 yards behind him and he's up there, you know, it gives me a great sense of that we're going to do something pretty good on this hole when he's so far up there, you know. So it relieves some of the pressure, I thought, on my side, and I may have added a little on his side at times, but we really gelled well together, I thought, and it was a fun week to be with him.
Yeah, the format is a lot of fun. This is always a great event to finish the year off with, and to pull this off is special, but to do it with Steve is even that much better for me. I'm a golf geek, so. You know, he's a friend of mine, but still it's kind of hard not to look at him and kind of put him a little bit, you know, up on a pedestal. And it was just fun watching him play at such a close, you know, trying to learn things from him and see how he handles himself, especially under pressure and coming down the stretch. And it just is, you know, such a great experience and something I'm not going to forget, for a long time. So, we both played really well. I thought we did a good job.
You know, pretty good, Jay, to hear the reverence in Sean's voice about his partner, Steve Stricker. Certainly one of the true gentlemen ever to play the game, very talented player. To think that Sean O'Hare is out there trying to learn something at this juncture in his career, pretty remarkable.
Well, as you know, you never stop learning in this game. You know, I think that's one of the hallmarks of the game, whether you're 7 or 87 and still playing, you're figuring, or you think you're figuring something new out each time you play. And I don't mean to downplay the event because it is, you know, a lot of guys, as you know, Bob, like to take time off. There are other guys that kind of want to keep playing and keep their game in shape. And I look at a guy like Tony Finau, who played with Lexi Thompson, the second woman to compete in a shark shootout. He played fantastic.
Yeah, Tony played really well. And I think it's worth noting to our listeners, you may think that Lexi Thompson had an advantage playing the ladies' tees or the up tees. Well, that wasn't the case. She had to play the same tees that everybody else did. I don't quite understand the logic of that. I personally think that she should be entitled to play the ladies' tees. What's your thought?
Well, you know, I kind of go back and forth. I mean, it didn't necessarily start as a guys event, but it was a kind of a PGA Tour event, and it was only guys. And then, you know, we saw a couple of gals try and play in PGA Tour events like Annika and Michelle Wee, as you and I witnessed. I think that I kind of like the fact she plays from where the boys play. Hey, look, we could finish tied for fourth.
Yeah, well, you know, knowing Lexi like I do, and she's an outstanding young lady that had an unbelievable year with everything that happened with the, you know, the rules thing at the ANA championship. Matter of fact, there's been some changes in that rules situation. We'll get to that later on in the show. Well documented, her mother in a big battle with cancer, and seems to have come out on the right end of that. We're certainly happy for Lexi there, and I'm not so sure Lexi would even want to play from the ladies' tees. I mean, she bombs it out there pretty good.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, I think it, you know, it says a lot. Look, I can play with these guys. I mean, we beat a bunch of teams. We beat some world-class players.
Yeah, she had to be happy about that. Brian Harman, Pat Perez, they came in third. They were rookies in this event. And, boy, the one thing about Pat Perez, whether it's the shark shootout, whether it's probably a $2 Nassau that he plays at his home course on weekends, or it's the Masters, he just seems to have the right attitude. He's out there to play. He doesn't want to fool around, and he's not, you know, overly smiling, and probably didn't say 10 words to Brian Harman the entire three rounds, but you know, a good guy, and I'm looking forward to seeing Pat over at you know, Maui when we get there in a couple of weeks.
Let me tell you something, Bob. Pat Perez has moved up to 19th in the world. Now you go to that world golf ranking and you go down from 19, and you got some big time names. I mean, some big time players. Pat Perez is getting the most out of his game in the latter part of his, you know, his PGA Tour time.
Yeah. And just under 2 years ago, he had that shoulder operation, was out of the game for a while, dropped as low as 350th in the world. And I'm glad you mentioned that. 19th right now. Pat Perez got to really be proud of himself for that accomplishment. Keegan Bradley, Brendan Steele, they, you know, played well. They finished in a tie for fourth. Pretty good pairing there, Daniel Berger and Gary Woodland. The defending champs, Matt Kuchar, Harris English, tied for ninth. Probably not as well as they would have hoped to play.
No, I hope Kuchar will be okay with that ninth place money.
Yeah, he's the walking ATM machine.
Unbelievable.
That is Matt Kuchar. Well, just want to remind everybody that when January 1st comes around, Grill Room is going to be comfortably situated in the Kapalua Villas for the Century Tournament of Champions on Maui. Just imagine the beautiful sunshine, the great villas they have there, gorgeous ocean views. What could be better? Only could be better if you join us. And if you're planning a trip to Maui or you want to, please visit KapaluaVillas.com to choose the best option for you. Stay there. You will not regret it. And you can get information at KapaluaVillas.com.
And with the holiday season here, we certainly encourage everyone to go to Groove Up. It's time to do it. It's time to take the step. It's easy. And it would make an ideal holiday gift for the golfer in your life. Just go to vertgolf.com and place your order for the Vertical Groove Golf Driver. You even get to custom build it, your own specifications, or you can have the person you're giving it to do that once you give them the driver. Customize it to their specifications. It's simple. It's easy. It's all at vertgolf.com. Go vertical with Vertical Groove Golf.
All right, Jay, what do you think about the USGA's rules announcement that there'll be no more calls from the couch? Let me explain that for our listeners. You're no longer going to be able to watch a golf tournament, see what you think's a rules infraction, and call it in and have it investigated. Where's Jay Randolph sit on this one?
Absolutely love it. I think it's a tremendous move by the USGA and the PGA Tour and the PGA of America. I think it's fantastic. I've always wondered who these guys and gals are. I wonder if they sit in their couch in a blue blazer like a USGA rules official with their rules book. I know you've always been amazed how the heck they find the number to the television truck. I think this is a better way of doing it, and I love it.
You know, it's amazing. Just a short while ago, I was on the phone with my club pro for so many years, and I asked him about it, and he said, oh, he agreed with you, and his description, he says, you know, Bob, you got to realize, he says, there are a lot of guys that when a golf tournament comes on, they sitting there watching it. They got their videotape VCR machine on. They're rewinding it. They're looking. They get excited. They yell to their wife. I just saw a rules infraction, honey. I got to get a hold of somebody at the TV network and call it in. I think it's going to open up the USGA and the RNA and probably even the PGA Tour to a little criticism. People may think that, oh, they don't want people to be aware of an infraction. That's why they're not doing it. I think they could have been better served by just not answering that phone when it rang. And it would have accomplished the same goal. They are going to take somebody, and maybe we ought to apply for this job. Sounds like a pretty good job for me, for anybody, Jay. They're going to hire somebody to put them in front of a TV in the trailer at the golf tournament and say, watch this and make sure nobody breaks the rules. I mean, it's comical at best.
Well, I think that what they're trying to prevent is a situation where you have a clear infraction, but it is not called on site at that time, and there will kind of be maybe a last word or, I'm just glad that, as your golf pro said, frankly, these rules geeks that sit there and wait for something to happen, I've never understood. It's a game where, for the most part, the players police themselves. And, the USGA is trying to do everything they can to make the rules easier. And I've always thought that in almost every one of these situations, when the USGA has tried to explain what a viewer has called in and reported, it almost you can't even understand half of it.
Yeah, and they also specified they will not examine under any circumstances any video that you capture on your phone. So if you're out there and you're watching it and you got your video rolling on your phone, don't go running to any rules official because they will not look at that. So pretty amazing. And once again, the USGA, they're going to have designated people watching the telecast, and they only will be the only people that'll be able to make a call as to whether a rule was broken.
Well, and Bob, it's not like the old days with the PGA Tour qualifying school and that six-round wild setting. The Web.com qualifying school just finished up, and it's really an opportunity for people to get themselves in better position. You got to finish in the top 45 out of the field of 144, which guarantees you at least 8 starts. And if you finish in the top 10, you get 12 starts. And if you do win, which Lee McCoy did, you're fully exempt. So the good thing about this situation is everybody's got some sort of status at the finals.
Yeah, it is good. And if that name, Lee McCoy, sounds familiar to our listeners, just remember down at Copperhead, the Valspar Championship. Matter of fact, he was paired with Jordan Spieth on the last day. Lee McCoy finished 4th in that event. He played as an amateur, though, so he didn't make a penny. But apparently, the talent that he displayed down there came full bloom this past week as he wins the Web.com Q School. Congratulations, Lee McCoy. Here's what he had to say.
I think it was Jack that was famous for saying that most of the tournaments that he won, he didn't really win, other guys lost. That was not the case today. I had to go out and win. But you know, that being said, it was a golf course where you had to make a bunch of birdies, and everybody was making them, so I knew I had to do the same. But we had a great battle out there today. It was a lot of fun. But it's nice to be able to push yourself that hard in a big spot and come out on top.
Congratulations, Lee McCoy. Hey, stealing some quotes from Jack Nicklaus. You got a long way to go, my man, but job well done. We look forward to seeing Lee McCoy on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, there were a lot of really good young players, Bob, that, and as we've seen, recently, they get a year out on the web.com tour and they come ready for the PGA Tour. Let's take a short break. And when we return in our Groove Up with Vertical Groove Golf, the new face of golf, we'll hear Bob's chat with Jeff Berry, the CEO of Vertical Groove Golf. And he's ready to make an announcement about the Vertical Groove 3-Wood. Ooh, now I'm fired up. You're listening to The Grill Room, powered by Vertical Groove Golf, the new face of golf, heard on KTRS, the Big 550 in St. Louis, the Armed Forces Radio Network, Talk Sport 2. Tune in, Audio Boom, iTunes, Spreaker, iHeartRadio. Man, you can hear us everywhere, including your smart speaker Alexa, to play the Grill Room Golf Show, and you'll be connected. Just say, hey, play the Grill Room Golf Show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Grill Room. Situated in central St. Louis resides the oldest public golf course west of the Mississippi, Normandy Golf Club. Opened in 1901 and designed by the renowned Fowlis Brothers of Scotland, this old gem has played host to Babe Ruth, Mickey Rooney, and the great Babe Zaharias. History lives and breathes at The Rock, as Normandy is affectionately known. A mixture of long and short holes in a tree-lined atmosphere challenge golfers of all skill levels. The 18th hole at Normandy, well, it's as tough a par 3 as you'll find, measuring 251 yards from the back tee. In 2015, a renewed commitment was made to this unique property under the direction of Walters Golf Management. Affordable rates and top-notch service is what you'll find at Normandy Golf Club. The facility uses a unique dynamic pricing structure that golfers seem to love. If your travels bring you to St. Louis, make sure to make a tee time at The Rock. To learn more, check out normandygolf.com or call 314-862-4884 and enjoy old-school golf at its finest.
Hi, I'm Ernie Els. Autism is not game over, it is game on. Get educated and learn the facts. Please learn the early warning signs on our website, elsforautism.com, and talk to your doctor about an autism screening if you have any concerns.
Welcome back to The Grill Room.
Well, I'm going to have a little fun with our next guest. His name is Jeff Berry. He's the Chief Executive Officer of Vertical Groove Golf. Jeff, I'm going to take you back. Let's go back 12 months. And we're sitting in front of a Christmas tree. And I say to Jeff, you know, I'd like to get you a couple of things for Christmas, Jeff, but I don't quite know what to get you. And I suggest that, hey, maybe I'll give you John Daly using a vertical groove driver, being number one on the tour. Also, I think you might like Kenny Perry using a vertical groove driver, winning the Senior Open, and maybe a little present like Rocco Mediate, finishing number two in driving accuracy using the vertical groove driver. Do you think he would have said yes to those presents?
Bob, I would have said you've had too much eggnog.
And you wouldn't be the first person to tell me that.
Yeah, that would be a Christmas present delivered on a silver platter. Who could ever dream of such a thing?
Well, you know, it's so amazing because I can go back to last January and we met at, you know, it was a demo day for the vertical groove driver, and John Daly was there, and he was all excited, and Janice Self, you know, the accomplished golfer that she is, had an opportunity to hit the vertical groove driver for the first time, and there was just so much excitement, and it was crazy because the face of the driver apparently was going to be the big news, but John Daly actually said to me, you know, he says, Bob, one thing we have here is we're able to put this in a smaller head and people are going to be able to swing it faster. And when they swing it faster, they're going to hit it further. And because of the vertical grooves, they're going to hit it straighter. And boy, it didn't take him long to come to that realization. And look at the success he had despite numerous injuries last year.
Exactly, Bob. I mean, it is remarkable. And to go back in, you know, that was January, go back into December and going through the Christmas wish list. You know, we spent 2 to 3 hours with John and he was hooked and signed. And his performance from that point on was remarkable, as well as the injuries. I mean, he's battling shoulder and knee injuries, you know, so, and for John to finally win at the Asperity, that was just remarkable. And after 13 years. And I was so proud of him. I mean, just I would have been proud of him even if he wasn't using the vertical boot driver. I mean, I've always been a lover of John, and to watch him play, I mean, he is a crowd gatherer, that's for sure.
Yeah, there's something that appeals to the everyday golfer in John Daly. He's certainly not an elitist, and I think that's part of the magic between Vertical Groove and John Daly is the fact that I really, you know, it's great that these best players in the world are using Vertical Groove to earn more money, but you know, the future for Vertical Groove drivers, for me, is enabling, you know, the everyday player to hit it a little further, hit it a little straighter, and the bottom line of those two results are that they have a lot more fun.
And that was our goal, to make golf fun again, because golf can be a struggle when you're not a single-digit handicapper. And most people are not. I think it's 93% of the golfers that hit the links on a weekly basis can't break 100. And, you know, that gets old and tiring, and looking for your balls and playing with other people slows it down, and it slows the pace of the golf course down. So if your misses are now in the rough instead of the pond or the woods, life is good again on the golf course, and you start to throw up a 91, a 92, a 93, you're feeling better about yourself, never mind if you can get it down into the 80s. And at that point, anybody will play with you. And that's what makes that was our goal, to make golf fun again. As far as John, Rocco, Kenny, all of those guys, I mean, they validate the product. And a lot of people say, well, you know, those guys can hit anything. Well, that's right. They can hit anything. And look what they're hitting. They choose to hit that. So nobody makes them hit that club. Nobody makes them hit the vertical groove driver. They chose it. And they were, you know, they wanted it a long time ago. They wish we were around a long time ago.
Yeah, well, the reason they wanted it is because it works. I mean, you know, there's so many products that come onto the scene, and in any given year, you know, with claims of this and claims of that. But the vertical groove driver definitely works, or these guys would not be using it. We're talking with Jeff Barry, Chief Executive Officer of Vertical Groove Golf. And Jeff, for people maybe listening to us for the first time, in layman's terms, if you could help us out, why does it work? Why do vertical grooves on the face of that driver produce the results that it does?
Well, it's a mixture of the grooves and the style of head and the design of our head. So if you could take vertical grooves and put it on a competitor's golf club, it's not going to work. So it's in conjunction with our design. The vertical grooves have a concentric energy, a shock energy that comes off of the face of the club to the ball, creating a forward spin. So you decrease that chance of side spin. It doesn't grab the ball like a lot of people think and make it spin sideways because everybody has that outside-inside swing. It's the way it comes off the face of the ball. It grabs it and creates a forward spin. So now you're not you're cutting through the wind. And then also when you land and roll forward. So you're getting extra distance on after it lands. So it's the way the ball spins off of the golf club that allows it to get the distance and the accuracy, and to keep that cone. You keep that cone much that dispersion cone much tighter. And I mean, you know, I was an 18, 19 handicap when I became CEO of Vertical Groove, and I started playing it. Now I'm down. I bounce between 12 and 13 now, and that's just because I get to play from the fairway now. And it is, I got to admit, it's a lot more fun. Don't get me wrong. You can still slice the ball with this club. It's not the end all. I can't cure a person's abnormal swing or ridiculous swing. And we all have them at times, but the average golfer has that outside inside swing, but this will decrease that dispersion rate. It'll bring it in. So your misses are in the rough, just off the fairways or on the edge of the fairway.
Right now there are people asking me all the time, okay, Bob, we're excited about the driver. It's helping me out. Are there any other clubs on the drawing room table?
Well, we're beyond the drawing room table. I'll let you in on a little tidbit here, and that is the 3-Wood is being unveiled. We'll have it for the show, and we are going to be taking pre-orders for Christmas. So it's an incredible club. And as I said from the beginning, this 18 months ago on this driver has to look good, feel good, and sound good. And then when the 3-Wood, when that was being designed, That's all I put in for my input. It needs to look good, feel good, and sound good. And it mimics the original driver now. So it's a rocket ship, and it's USGA approved, and it's coming out. And prototypes have been used by some of the pros, and they are just relentless, asking when are we going to get our three woods. And it's coming out, and it's going to be it's going to be an incredible club.
Well, that's pretty amazing because I know from experience and having played this game my entire life, it's easier to hit a fairway wood solid than it is a driver. So now if I'm going to have a vertical groove three wood in my bag, automatically I'm going to hit it further and straighter than any other three wood that I've hit. I mean, that's just so exciting. I mean, I can envision a lot of people just using the three wood off the tee, Jeff, because they're going to get the distance they need to negotiate the golf course that they're on.
Right. That's exactly it. That way you can manage your shots better, manage the golf course you're on. And there's nothing like having a great three wood in your bag. It's kind of a survivalist club. You when you pull that out, you know that you need to play it safe. You're in contention. There's no need to crank the driver out. This will just keep it straight again. And a three wood, a lot of people overswing that three wood because they're going for that, you know, that approach shot on the par five. And where do they end up? Extremely right or extremely left, depending on what they're lefty or righty. So this, you hit it normal, you hit it easy, and boom, it's gone. And when I say a rocket ship, it's a rocket ship.
Well, that's pretty amazing. I can see players calling, you always hear about in troubling situations, you want the ability to call a friend. So now you're on a narrow hole and maybe your $2 Navsore is on the line and you have to hit it into the fairway. So you want to call a friend. You're going to reach for the vertical groove three wood. What a satisfying feeling that's going to be.
Exactly. And again, the vertical groove driver and three wood, it gives confidence. And once you have confidence in your ability to play this game, the game changes. Just like anything in life, when you have confidence, you approach it differently. You approach it methodically. You approach things with the intent of succeeding, not what's going to happen here. Oh boy, where's this going to go? You just know that when you swing that golf club, it's going to be within that cone that you're looking for, that you can live with. And hopefully it's on the green.
So just to clarify for our listeners, Jeff, and we certainly appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule with everything that's happening with Vertical Groove. We appreciate the opportunity to chat with you and pass on this information to allow people that play this wonderful game to have a little more fun to get a driver or a three wood. Now, you simply would go to vertgolf.com. Am I right?
That is correct. The three wood is not up yet, but it will be coming out very shortly in time for the holidays, and we'll have a pre-sale on it so that we can get it out into people's hands.
Well, it goes without saying that I wish you and everybody connected with Vertical Groove a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holiday, and on behalf of golfers everywhere, that the one thing that they love doing is hitting it further and straighter. Let me say thank you to Vertical Groove Golf. You certainly have made that possible, and new products on the pipeline. I think 2017 was an incredible year. I think 2018 may be even more exciting. Jeff Barry, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Dennis. You guys have been great to us, and Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Well, that's awesome. I cannot wait for the opportunity to hit the Vertical Groove three wood and anything they produce, because that driver, it works for me and it can work for you, especially this holiday season. We encourage everyone to groove up with Vertical Groove Golf. It's an easy thing to do and would make an ideal holiday gift for the golfer in your life. Just go to vertgolf.com and place your order. You get to build your own club to your own specification. Choose the shaft, which loft, which grip size, which grip works best for your game. Customize it to your specs. And as CEO Jeff Barry just confirmed, within a few days, you'll also be able to add that brand new Vertical Groove 3 wood to your order. So groove up. Go vertical with Vertical Groove Golf.
After the break, we'll take a look at this Tour Premier postseason event, the PNC Father-Son Challenge. You're listening to The Grow Room, powered by Vertical Groove Golf, the new face of golf, heard on KTRS, the Big 550 in St. Louis, the Armed Forces Radio Network, TalkSport 2, TuneIn, Audio Boom, iTunes, Spreaker, iHeartRadio, and you want to make it easy on yourself? Just ask your smart speaker, Alexa, to play the Grill Room Golf Show, and you will be connected. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, it'll be the Father-Son Challenge.
You're listening to the Grill Room.
Situated in central St. Louis resides the oldest public golf course west of the Mississippi, Normandy Golf Club. Opened in 1901 and designed by the renowned Fowlis Brothers of Scotland, this old gem has played host to Babe Ruth, Mickey Rooney, and the great Babe Zaharias. History lives and breathes at the Rock, as Normandy is affectionately known. A mixture of long and short holes in a tree-lined atmosphere challenge golfers of all skill levels. The 18th hole at Normandy, well, it's as tough a par 3 as you'll find, measuring 251 yards from the back tee. In 2015, a renewed commitment was made to this unique property under the direction of Walters Golf Management. Affordable rates and top-notch service is what you'll find at Normandy Golf Club. The facility uses a unique dynamic pricing structure that golfers seem to love. If your travels bring you to St. Louis, make sure to make a tee time at The Rock. To learn more, check out normandygolf.com or call 314-862-4884 and enjoy old-school golf at its finest.
Hi, I'm Ernie Els. Autism is not game over, it is game on. Get educated and learn the facts. Please learn the early warning signs on our website, elsforautism.com, and talk to your doctor about an autism screening if you have any concerns.
Welcome back to the Grill Room.
Welcome back to the Grill Room. He's Jay, I'm Bob. Hey, Jay, we got to talk about that father-son. It's going to be played at the Ritz-Carlton Golf Club in Orlando. Format pretty easy. They both tee off, best shot selected, both hit again from that spot. Going to be fun to watch Jack Nicklaus. He's playing in that event. I always love watching him. Of course, John Daly, Vertical Groove ambassador, going to be playing with Little John. I don't know how little is anymore, Jay. Probably as big as John Daly. But last year, they certainly were a delight.
Did you know, and I figured this out before the show, every single player in this field, on the professional side, obviously, is a major champion except one. And that's Fred Funk, whose son Taylor may someday be a major champion. He plays out of the University of Texas. But that just tells you about the quality of play. And it's going to be fun. It's the vacation capital of the world, Orlando, Florida. They're playing the Ritz-Carlton with either their son or their dad or their grandson. It's good stuff.
Yeah, Greg Norman going to be playing with Greg Jr., actually their first appearance since 2008. Jack Nicklaus with grandson Justin. They'll be a lot of fun. Actually, Justin Leonard is playing with his father, Larry. They really never played in a golf tournament together. That's going to be exciting for them. And certainly, we're going to be keeping an eye on Padraig Harrington with his son, Paddy. First time for both. Padraig Harrington, traditionally one of the happiest guys on the golf course. I'm sure this week he's going to be delighted with the opportunity to play with his son.
Well, now you're up to date on what's going on around the world of golf. That's it for this week. You're listening to The Grill Room, powered by Vertical Groove Golf, the new face of golf.
So on behalf of our executive producer, Janice Self, Jay Randolph Jr., and myself, Bob Bupka, big thank you for being part of our Grill Room family. Please follow us on Twitter at TGRGolf. Of course, you can like us and follow us on Facebook and on Instagram at The Grill Room Golf Show.
Thanks for spending some time in The Grill Room. No need to leave a tip. Just come back again next week. The Grill Room.